Sorry.
Jenna, you can't be laughing. Okay, we are at a special event for Florens 2012, and so thank you so much for inviting us to this. One of our team members of Team Florens 2012 had a great question. It's a fellow Californian. Tell us your name and where you're from and your question.
Okay, my name is Jenna Francisco. I'm from Sacramento, California, and my question is, what makes Palazzo Strozzi Museum different from other museums here in Florence?
That's a great question. So we have a great authority on art history from Canada originally, and she is one of the organizers of this whole once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we've all had to experience together. So tell us your name, and let's hear the answer.
Thanks, Ted. I'm Alexandra Corey, and I am the sort of head blogger of Team Florens, and I'm not really an authority on Palazzo Strozzi or a representative of this museum, but I do know it pretty well, living here in Florence for the past 10 or more years. Palazzo Strozzi, to answer Jenna's really cool question, is different from the other museums because, well, first of all, it's run by a private foundation, and this gives them a lot more liberty to plan things ahead. It has a 3-year plan, so exhibitions are planned 3 years ahead, which is normal in the United States and other countries, but in Italy it's not normal. And then Palazzo Strozzi does an amazing job at communication with a lot of extra activities. It has a whole series, for example, of wall text for children, so that there's basically different ways to go through multitudes of ways to experience the museum and its various exhibits. And there's also special activities. So we're here on a Thursday night. It's open till late, and the contemporary exhibits downstairs are free. There's music in the courtyard. There's all sorts of fun activities. You can go downstairs and type on a typewriter your own tweet and stick it up on a wall.
Wow, that's really old-fashioned, but very cool.
It is really cool. So indeed, they think of all the fun ways that you can interpret the theme of each exhibit. So this exhibit is the 1930s. I haven't seen it yet. Let's go see it.
All right, let's go check it out.
There you go.
Bloggers on the floor. So, wow. So here we are, and look, there's like a naked people.
You better stop this right now.
There's naked people.
No, there's actually not naked people strolling around about. There's actually on a painting. What's your name, and give us maybe a tour of what we're seeing.
Oh, my name is Valentina. I am Too Much Tuscany. And,
oh, you're Too Much Tuscany.
Yes,
hi,
yeah,
I'm Ted. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I can give you a hug. Thanks for the retweet, by the way.
You're welcome. You tweeted very interesting things.
Yeah,
so, okay.
That's great.
So we are here at Palazzo Strozzi to visit this interesting exhibit about 30s painting in Italy. So we have some famous Italian painters that you can, for example, you have Guttuso, that it's international.
Yeah, let's look at this. It's really bright, brilliant colors. And tell us a little bit more about this. Describe what we're looking at.
Okay, we are looking at a portrait of three men sitting on a bed. And the colors are stunning because you have a very bright blue, a very bright red. And they are just relaxing, I think. And let me see.
Yeah, he's portraying himself in the foreground with his friends, right?
Yeah, they are three painters, actually. So I'm reading the thing over there. There are three paintings relaxing. And probably, yes, they are friends and, you know, waiting for going out, I think. Probably drinking, because at that time, you know, painters used to drink a lot.
Yeah, that's what gives them a little bit of inspiration.
Yes, of course. Think about Baudelaire.
Yeah.
You have your answer. Mm. Oh, here we have another one about Guttuso, and it's surgery man, and we have a mask. So we have this man with this very pale face and a bright orange mask next to him. So it probably symbolizes his double personality, I think.
Right. So what is it, you know, what does it evoke for you, and why do you think it resonates with the public today?
I think that the 30s were really important in paintings, and because they aim to show us our reality. Instead, if you think about the past paintings, they used to depict in something that was unreal. So after, you know, the Impressionism, we are trying to get reality into the painting. So that's what I think about 30s paintings.
Mm-hmm. So it's about getting real.
Yeah, getting real.
And exploring some issues that weren't explored before, you know, like the psyche and other issues, do you think? Or
Maybe farther mm-hmm. when you go. I mean, before them, you have the futurism, mm-hmm. that is a kind of different kind of painting, mm-hmm. and they are expressing the movement mm-hmm. and the speed. Here is something more reflexive, mm-hmm. something that you have more think about reality, so mm-hmm. you don't want to think mm-hmm. about.
I see. Wow. So tell me about Too Much Tuscany. Okay, yeah. How did you get inspired by it, and what is it?
Okay, Too Much Tuscany is a blog about unconventional Tuscany. It's Too Much Tuscany because there is too much about Tuscany, and Tuscany is too much.
Right, so it's very ironic in a sense as well.
Yeah, of course. And the aim of it is to show people visiting Tuscany unconventional things. Mm. So just not going only to see Florence and the Uffizi Gallery and the Academy Gallery, but go to see smaller museums, smaller towns, because we have so many things that you should visit.
Mm. And it's important to support the small galleries and the small businesses that are operated by families, right? Not necessarily, you know, arts institutions, but it's really important to support the local community.
Of course, because sometimes they don't even have the tools, mm-hmm. they don't have the knowledge mm-hmm. to, you know, shout out the word, hey, we are here, we are great, we are beautiful, because they actually are. And what I liked about this reality is that people want to talk to you, mm-hmm. want to know you, even if you are a stranger or a foreign. But they love you to come and visit and share with you their culture, their traditions, and their treasures, of course. Mm-hmm. So that's the aim of Too Much Tuscany.
So if a person just had one day to try to do something different, what would you recommend in that day? Start off in the morning.
We are talking about Florence?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Some unconventional things that they should do in just one day mm-hmm. in Florence, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so the first thing is going at the Oblate Library. That is a very nice place, just behind the cupola of the Duomo in Florence. Have climb up the roof terrace and enjoy the most stunning view of the cupola by Brunelleschi while you are sipping your cappuccino.
Okay, so where can people find this location?
Very easily. Oblate Library is just something like 20 steps back from the Duomo.
Wow.
So it's very easy to find it.
So after that, then what do you do about mid-morning, close to lunch?
I'm going to Sant'Ambrogio Market. That is a very local market where you can buy clothes or even just your lunch, your fruit fresh from local producers, and have a quick lunch there. If you enjoy it. It's a very small market just behind the Santa Croce church.
And what do you recommend having there for lunch?
Oh, I would say something like lampredotto or trippa, that it's very typical. And I forgot the name in English, actually. I think it's tripe. Mm-hmm. It's the...
Tripe.
Yes, it's tripe. And it's very typical of Florence. Mm-hmm. So we have only it here. Mm-hmm. So you can buy it all at the market. Mm-hmm. And they have a sandwich with tripe or lampredotto. It's very, very tasteful. Mm-hmm.
So after lunch, what do you do?
After lunch, I'm going to have an ice cream. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gelato, right? Yes. So where is the place for gelato? Well, at the unconventional way.
Grom. No, sorry, I forgot. Oh. It's Carapina. Carapina, it's very tiny and really handmade gelato. Oh. And it's very close to Ponte Vecchio. And you have to try the seasonal fruits because they are delicious. You can taste strawberries, you can taste pears, and also the chocolates are excellent.
So then mid-afternoon, close to evening?
I would go to Casa Siviero or the gardens. Casa Siviero. It's a small museum on the other side of the Arno, just down from Piazzale Michelangelo. Mm-hmm. And it's a very beautiful collection of art. And then climb up the stairs, arrive to Piazzale Michelangelo, and enjoy the sun going down to Florence.
Okay. And then nighttime in just 10 seconds.
Nighttime, Santo Spirito. Go there and you will find.
Where can people find that?
Santo Spirito, it's a very small piazza in the Oltrarno area.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wait for you.